The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567 and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 22nd of June, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Why not go to the number one rated hospital in the whole area? Liam's at the helm with the good morning.
Good morning.
You know, day of the week?
What national day is this?
National Onion Rings Day.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Are you a fan of onion rings?
I am.
All right. So fries or onion rings when you get a chance?
See, if you get a whole thing onion rings, it's too much. So I'm a huge fan of when you accidentally get a few onion rings
in
your fries.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. A couple
onion
rings.
Can you ask for a mix?
I feel like you probably could.
Yeah. I could do one onion ring.
Does In-N-Out have onion rings?
Nope.
I don't think so.
No. That's not their specialty. But anyway, onion rings. I mean, I suppose I could do one. But I bet you they say you can't just do one.
Well, it depends.
Now, it's like one French fry.
If you get mushy onion rings, it's horrible.
Yeah.
You can't even eat one.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, if they're overcooked.
Yeah.
So they've got to be, you know. Onion rings.
How many times have you, at a scale from, okay.
Now, that doesn't mean I don't eat it, but.
Yeah. 10 times you get, say, imagine 10 times. Did you get one really excellent one and 9 crummy ones?
No, it's probably half and half.
All right.
It depends. Well, maybe even 60% good.
Because I love a good French fry. And, you know, there's a couple places in town that, you know, extra. I have a friend that loves to get extra, especially if the wine is on the table, extra crispy French fries.
She says, put it back in again.
Yep, put it back in. And that's what happens when I usually ask for bacon, and it always turns out not good. 9 times out of 10.
Linda's bacon has got to be able, when you drop it on the floor,
they call it step on it. What is your version of step on it? What's your version of burnt that it hits the ground and it cracks? That's how I like my bacon, if I'm going to have it at all. I don't know. After watching Charlotte's Web.
Oh.
And I just needed to have something that was, like, innocent. And Charlotte's Web was just wonderful. Makes me not want to have bacon again. Hey, today, hot with 107. Oh, my gosh. I went outside this morning.
Everybody knows that.
5 o'clock in the morning.
Talk and, you know, and
it was, the animals do speak.
The little kids.
They do speak. The animal kingdom.
Right.
107, it was beautiful this morning, and I went to go fill in, speaking of, to refill my hummingbird food. And anyway, so I make a special concoction on the stove, and I have to wait for it to cool. So they were out looking for the hummingbird food, which wasn't there today. So I had to get home and make sure that they're taken care of. 107 in the morning. 107 today. Lows tonight, 71. Tomorrow calls for a hot day again. It's 103. We'll take that after 107. Friday, 101. I was wondering what's happening over the weekend. Saturday is going to be 104. And Sunday, 104. Looks like we're just progressing. Monday, 102. And Tuesday goes down to, as we stand right now, a mere 99. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Which is only two digits.
Located in Anderson, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
Okay.
What do we have on the agenda today?
Well, last night, there was baseball. Were you involved in that one last night, Liam? Or was that?
That was Jared.
Jared, okay. Yeah. We have a group of producers, and we're bringing in more because we have so many things going on here. I can't, they're insisting, even though they insist on working 7 days a week, morning and night, and I give them time off in the afternoon for naps. So now we're trying to rotate people through here. So Jared had the game last night. They play again tonight. Of course, we're talking about our Colt 45s, and then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So you get Thursday night off, but I'm giving away more tickets today to the Colt 45s. So who's awake out there? I'm going to give a family pack. These are good. This is four tickets, and it's good for any game this season. And my friends, the last game of the season's the end of July. So, if you're looking for tickets for the Colt 45s, just give us a call, 605-4567. See who's out there. Who is functioning at 7:10 in the morning? 605-4567. Four Colt 45 tickets. You can use them anytime this season. Linda and I are going to go out, what, tonight?
Maybe we'll go tonight.
Tonight or Friday?
Yeah.
We try to get to
We have to get there one of those nights. Yeah. Well, we have a caller calling in, which is great. This is great all-American fun. Yes, it's hot, but these guys are out there playing in uniforms. Let's go support.
Well, but at 7:15 when the game starts,
the
sun's back behind the shade there. You get the breeze off
They have
breeze
misters.
Off the river.
They do have misters out there.
Oh, in other areas. So if you do, when you're over there in the beer and wine area, the beer and wine,
where
hamburgers,
I like
hot
to be.
Dogs, nachos, ice cream, snow cones. In fact, it's the only time of the year that I will have a snow cone, and it's the Colt 45s, because I intimidate the 14-year-olds who are doing it to give me extra cherry.
Well, thank you, Liam. Let's see. We have Janet.
Janet, thank you very much.
There you go. Wonderful.
Okay, there are a lot of things are happening now in the world and in the city and the county. The number of elections were held yesterday in primaries. And the Trump's been backing, as you know, been backing a lot of candidates. And as of what's today? Wednesday? As of Monday, he was 28-2. Well, not so fast anymore. In Georgia, almost every one of his candidates that he backed lost in the primaries. Now, they're all still Republicans, and they've all, the ones that lost said, I lost, but we're pushing forward to beat the Democrats. In Alabama, he won. So his candidates that he backed won. But the bottom line is that the Republicans are building on getting ready for a momentous change. I believe it's going to be a huge change in the House of Representatives. Now, because for a variety of reasons, some President Biden's fault, some not his fault. Some things that probably if he had jumped on right at the beginning, he could have done a better job at. I mean, Afghanistan, it was just a travesty. Just a travesty in Afghanistan. Other things that he could have done that he didn't do, and things he did that maybe he shouldn't have, that has caused inflation and the cost of the rise of gas prices and all that. But we're going to take a quick break because President Biden is attacking the gas price. And how's he doing that? Well, we're going to talk about that when we get back. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Avelo Airlines. Avelo Airlines, did you know you can fly directly to Las Vegas with Avelo Airlines from Reading? I think most people know that, but have you done it? Yes. The flight currently flies on Fridays and Mondays with tickets starting, it says, as low as $39. And people go, well, no, it's not that. Well, they've got right now, Avelo's got a 50% off deal going right now. I think it ends today. Yeah, but you have to do AveloAir.com. You've got to do it online. Now, they do add a few more costs on there. If you want a seatbelt, that's another $2.
I'm just kidding,
people go, they won't give you a seatbelt unless you pay for it. Yes, of course they'll give you a seatbelt. If you can't tell, I'm kidding, but you know what?
Linda just went.
No. Give you a seatbelt?
I'm reading an article right now about
Avelo Airlines,
passenger behavior.
AveloAir.com. And anyway, when we come back, I'm going to talk about what Biden's doing to give us some relief at the pump. Thank you.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Lucky Miller's Deli and Market at 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, features delicious deli sandwiches and burgers, like the Lucky Club, a specialty BLT, or their barbecue beef sandwich. You can also try Lucky's famous half-pound burger, peanut butter and jalapeno jelly burger, their A1 burger, or Lucky Miller's Master Burger. Eat in or call 530-691-4333 to place your order, or order online. Lucky Miller's Deli and Market, open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., where our food speaks for itself. Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Linda and Carl Bott. We're here. We're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms. Been in the business 12 years, located and off of... Oh, you'll be okay, Carl.
What are you talking about?
Bastian, John Bastian. I've only known him for 12 years. He's off of Larkspur, of course, at 2539 Larkspur. It's where we buy our guns. We buy our long guns or our pistols there, our revolvers. He has all the firearms. He has all the different types of firearms we're interested in, all the accessories, all the ammo. He's a great gunsmith. He gives discounts for veterans. It's great customer service. He's open Tuesday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's Bastiani Arms. They're good people there. Now, I was talking about, you know, Avello Airlines, but... And you've got
Well, this is out of the Wall Street Journal, and it's talking about, you know, how passengers need to learn how to behave on planes again. You know, everybody's been cooped up, and I think about this because we haven't been. I mean, we're going to be taking some long flights here coming up, and I don't know what I would do if somebody put their bare feet on, you know, I've seen people put their feet up like on the headrest before them, but you know, if you had kids behind you that kick your chair and you see how parents just completely ignore what's going on with their kids on a plane. And you're like stuck in a seat and you have hours. One of the things you're talking about from this particular article is this entitlement the passengers have been happening. Talked about some of the things like unwritten no-nos, like flight grooming. And there's one guy talked about this guy chewing his fingernails and biting on his fingernails and spitting the skin out. That repulses me beyond, I don't know what I would do. I mean, maybe it's the mask, maybe it's the sunglasses, maybe it's the headphones, maybe it's the blanket around you, because that is so gross. I might just heave right there. Does that just, I mean, gag. I would just be, I'm sorry, I'm gagging. I may puke on you because you're grossing me out.
Well, you've got your opportunity then to lean over and hurl in his lap, and maybe he'll stop that.
Okay, so what would you do? Like,
how about
somebody
the feet? How about the feet,
bare feet
up on the bulkhead?
Or next to you, yeah.
Or putting it on your armrest.
Or how about people watching? We recently went to have lunch someplace, and this guy was sitting next to us with his phone on, and he had his phone turned up watching some kind of video. I just want to say, excuse me.
Well, they can't do that.
They can do it on the plane. They talk about this, that they watch movies without headphones.
Without headphones. Can you? So okay. Now you're sharing with them.
You're sharing with them. And sometimes it's inappropriate. So what if they're doing porn? And you've got kids.
Well,
I mean, the whole thing is wrong.
It could be a number of movies. But the whole thing is, if you want to watch that, that's fine. But put earphones in. I can't imagine somebody. But then again, we're Americans. And we do strange things out there. I mean, Europeans and Asians do a lot of strange things, too. But the idea of watching an adult-themed movie on your iPad with earphones on.
And that's something that they're trying. And pushing and thinking that pulling. Okay, so if you're flying, do everything.
Just
you know,
courteous.
And you've got very, and you have, I mean, I remember one time being on a flight. I was telling Carl this at the break. And the couple behind me tapped my shoulder because I was moving my seat back so that I would think I was flying from Nashville or whatever. And
You move all the way to 3 inches back. I mean,
and they tapped my shoulder and said, could you please move your seat up? We want to put our trays down. I was sleeping, and I was thinking to myself, I was angry, and I thought, you know.
Did you put it up?
I put it up.
See.
Because they were older, and I was trying to be respectful. But here's the deal. I guess the rebuttal would be, this plane has been designed so I can put my seat back to sleep, and you can put your seat.
Yeah. You can, yeah. So, it is. Hey, President Biden. He's going to ask Congress, he's going to ask them today to suspend the 18 cent a gallon federal gas tax and the 26 cents a gallon federal diesel tax for 3 months. He's also going to ask for states and companies and other organizations to do the same, to try to curtail the gas prices. You know, they were up over $5, they've dropped down to like $4.99, but the experts say they're going to be up over $6. We were just talking to people that talking about diesel trucks, thinking that the cost of diesel is going to get up to that $8 or $9 range at some point, and when it does, you're seeing trucks parked. They cannot afford to drive their trucks, deliver the produce, deliver the products that are on those trucks, because they're losing money for every mile they drive. So you ask yourself, okay, he's suspending it. So what does that mean, though? If it's the all-time high was $5, this is national now, because we blew by that a long time ago, $5 a gallon, but, and so it's down from that, it's like $4.99 something, that's national. Ours, of course, is up in the 530s, 40s. So if they do away with 18.4 cents per gallon for gas and 24.4 cents for diesel, how much money do you save on that? Okay. Now, the EPA calculates annual fuel cost using an average of 15,000 miles driven annually, which equates to 1,250 miles per month, or 3,750 miles over the 3 months. So if you look at just the average, 3,750 miles over the proposed tax holiday of 3 months. So how much money are you going to save? Okay, if you've got an F-150, which is what I have, full-size pickup, and this says the 3.5-liter turbocharged V6 is the most popular and rated, well, I've got a bigger one than that, is rated at 20 miles per gallon. So how much money would you save in that 3 months? So that's 187.5 gallons of fuel needed to drive the 3,700 miles. I don't want to get too math in here. But so you it's going to take 185 gallons of gas to move your F-150 to 3,000 miles. Okay? You're going to save. Are you ready? Now, this is at $5 per gallon. You're going to save $35.50 over the 3 months. $35. In other words, up here in California, $35 will take it not even a half. But you will save $35. Now, what if you have, okay, that's an F-150, and you say, well, what about the Toyota Camry, which is one of the most popular, gets 32 miles to the gallon. You're going to be saving $21 for the tax holiday. Or in other words, a lunch.
Yeah.
A lunch. In many places. In many places, a lunch. Because it's going to cost you $12 for a lunch, $3 for a drink. And then, okay, not quite $20, but around that. Then you add a tip. So there's your gas holiday. At least somebody's trying to do something. Now, on the other hand, if the state of California, which, by the way, we have another 3 cents added to a gas tax coming in July 1st, if they suspended our gas tax, now that's money. Now we're talking about another 50 cents per gallon. Now you're talking about money. Now you're talking about, oh, okay, then I could probably fill up my car. That would give me one fill-up on the truck and maybe two fill-ups on the Toyota. That's okay, though, because that's, you know, that's a hundred and something, you know, that's over $100. So at least somebody is trying to do something after getting us into this. Thank you very much, President Biden, and thank you very much, Democrats. At least they're trying to nibble away at it.
All I know is that I drove to Sacramento, and I there was one place that I saw that gas was under $6, and I was driving my parent. I was out in Roosevelt area, and I didn't. That was going down the 80. But I ended up just getting on the, I needed to get on the road. And I was down and I was 6.11 where I started. $6.11.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phones. Betty, good morning.
Yes. Are you?
You're on. You're on.
I just have a question. Diesel. You have a diesel truck. Have you done?
No, I don't have a diesel truck. I have a gas truck, but I have friends who have diesel.
Oh, okay. I was wondering if anybody had noticed the miles per gallon, how we're not getting as good miles per gallon. I have noticed that with my diesel truck.
Really? Are you having any problem getting the diesel fluid? Or
I don't know. I think that's already in it, isn't it already?
No,
Chevron.
You have to add DEF.
You have to add it?
I think you're pretty sure. Now, it could be in Chevron, but I know that you have to add
it. I thought it was already in there, and they were going to try to take it out of our
fuel. No, it's got to be in there because that helps clean up the emissions. And and from what I'm seeing, a lot of it comes out of South Korea, and they're running low on that. So I was just wondering if you were having any problems finding it.
Well, no, I've never used it.
Oh,
I always thought it was in there already.
Huh.
That's why we get chevrons. So,
okay,
our,
well, it could be.
Yeah,
it could be that Chevron puts it in there. I don't know. But
miles per gallon, though, has gone down.
Has gone down?
Yes.
When's the last time you had a tune-up?
Last week I got it, and I noticed a big drop. And I was going to actually call a Chevron dealer somewhere in this area and find out if they took that stuff out, that additive out of it already, because they said they're threatening to take it out.
Well,
and if they do, they say that all the trucks all over the nation wouldn't be able to run.
No, they just have to have it added. No, they just have to add it in. I mean, I'm not a diesel expert, but I know they run on this.
You have to add it to your own, your vehicle?
Yeah, there's usually, on the newer diesel pickup trucks, there's a little spot right there. You just pour it in.
No,
it doesn't go into the tank. But that's about all I know.
I'll find out about that.
Yeah, that's about all I know about it. Okay, thanks. All right, we got to take a break. Well, when you start talking diesel trucks, the only reason I know that is Ted has his diesel truck, and as he puts in the gas when he needs the DEF,
right?
It's a separate little. It's another cap he undoes, and it says DEF on it. And you put the DEF in there.
Really?
Diesel exhaust fluid, and it makes it run.
Okay.
It makes it run cleaner.
I haven't seen that.
And if you don't have it in there, it kind of screw up your engine.
Well, my sister-in-law, I think I was telling you, that bought a brand new Mercedes last year, and she filled up her car, had a quarter of a tank, filled it up with diesel, and it cost her over $130.
Yeah.
I don't know what her tank holds.
I don't understand what happened with diesel ever since I can remember growing up, diesel's always been much cheaper than gas. And then somewhere when I was deployed, sometime, it switched. It just switched. I don't know why diesel is, it's less refined. Maybe there's not as many refineries because we've run out of refineries again. This portion of the show, though, was brought to you by B&T Satellite, Redding's Dish Premier, local retailer providing our area with the best value, service, and technology in TV for over 30 years. Doug Tooley is the man behind it. It's a veteran-owned business. Don't mess around with your TV set. Just get Dish. Don't call the 800 number. They will not give you the deals that Doug Tooley can give you. They will not give you the service support that Doug Tooley will give you. So give them a call at 530-241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite. We'll be right back.
Don't let me down.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Redding.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from Business.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Redding start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Redding take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Redding.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Redding, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Redding. Call today.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlu's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlu's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlu's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlu's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlu's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlu's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlu's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlu's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlu's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlu's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
And good morning and welcome to this Wednesday edition, to our morning show, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. It's a beautiful day outside. Get ready for 107. Hot day. Hydrate. Don't keep your windows closed completely. And just think about that stuff. Clear tonight with overnight lows of 71. This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. All right, so this guy, Mike Huber, who owns it, veteran-owned business, does a lot of angel work in Reading. He is quite the artist, highly acclaimed. You can give him the key and just pick out stone. He can design your fireplace, your shower, your kitchen. He does granite and stone and all kinds of great work. That's Mike at Estate Granite. Super busy right now, but he will give you a consultation. Works by appointment only, so set up an appointment at 241-STONE.
There you go. Hey, a couple of things. We had a fire up on Lake Boulevard, and it went to two alarms, which means almost all the fire engines we have go up there. It's on Lake Boulevard in the grassy area. Turns out it was set by two juveniles. People saw them setting the fires. And they were arrested. They're in juvie right now. And let's hope. It makes you wonder why, when you say two juveniles, are they like juveniles like 10 years old? Or I remember when I was teaching and I was down at juvie, there were two girls in there. Kind of angelic looking little girls, and they'd set a field on fire. And so they were in juvie for that. Something else local is yesterday the Board of Supervisors on a 2-2 vote did not pass the Pride Month declaration. And 2-2, two people voted for it, two people didn't. So Joe Comente and Mary Rickard voted yes, and Tim Garman and Patrick Jones voted no. Les Ball was not there, but Les voted no last year. Last year it passed for, the declaration that July would be Pride Month. I think it's July. June. It would be Pride Month here in Shasta County. So they voted no. Now, why did they vote no? Well, both Garman and Jones said it had nothing to do if people were gay or not. It had to do with, taking a segment of the population and saying, oh, let's celebrate gay pride or LBQT and other letters. You're sectioning them out to say that they're important. And if you do that, should there be other ones? And we say, how about Italian American Month or, well, there's a Veterans Month. I think they do that in November. But anyway, didn't pass, caused a lot of consternation. There was anger there last night, from some people. And I talked to somebody that was there last night and people were cursing and flipping people off that were in support of Pride Month. It's a touchy subject.
Very.
They were talking about last year. Oh, gosh. Yeah, last year they were talking about painting intersections in the rainbow color. You know, to...
Temporarily? Hey, for the month?
No. Just painting them. Painting like a intersection, you know, along the crosswalks and all that. And making it, you know, the rainbow colors. And saying that, okay... This shows that Reading is accepting of gays and it celebrates gays. And when I saw that, I couldn't help but ask then, well, then if we're going to do that, and if you decide to do that, that's, you know, city council, if they want to do that, are we going to also have intersections that have cami lines on them and, you know, camouflage for to celebrate veterans? Or how about pink? To celebrate breast cancer awareness, you know, like, you know, the chicks and chaps and all that. Once you start getting into this, you can't just recognize one without recognizing the other. You can't. And I understand in a way, what Garmin and Jones are saying, but I also understand that people feel like they should be able to, as one lady said, we should be able to walk down the street holding hands or kissing and all that and feel safe, just like heterosexuals. And again, it's like saying, well, I haven't seen anybody, you know, ostracized or attacked over that. But then again, I haven't walked down the street holding hands with Lighty kissing him. I don't know. Maybe people, well, no, I'm just saying is that there are, you know, maybe there are people. We know people of color that said they've had people approach them. And of course, we've never seen it because we're not people of color.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we saw people wearing masks that were approached by people and yelled at them because they were masked during COVID. So just because I don't see it doesn't mean it doesn't happen is what I'm saying.
Right.
It shouldn't. But it does. Okay.
It's just a, you know, what we're trying, I mean, it's like, oh, I guess it's time for a break. Do we have a caller? Oh, Bob, let's go to the phone.
Sorry,
I'm
Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Pontificating.
Okay, Bob, welcome to the show. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, first of all, Sue does a great job in the morning.
Yes, she does. She certainly does.
Yeah, the second thing is, as Carl mentioned, when he was deployed, the gas prices went up. See what happens. And when you leave the country.
You leave the country. You know, it could have been going on for a long time, but I don't drive diesels. But it just always has been in my life that diesel has always been significantly lower than gasoline. And then it's reversed.
Yeah, I remember when we moved up here in 67, gas was 27 cents a gallon.
Mm.
And my in-laws thought that it was ridiculous because it was 23 down in L.A.
That's a
long time ago.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to ask also was regarding the refund or the checks that the state of California said that they were going to send out for vehicles.
Oh, yeah. What about it?
The $400
Is it $400 per vehicle? Or is it $200?
For two vehicles, maximum of two vehicles.
Yeah, and it would be $200 a piece.
No, it was $400.
Really?
Each.
Okay. Yeah. I thought it was $200, but okay, if it's $400. Now that doesn't, you know, and that means that's $400 for every vehicle that's registered, so that also means electric cars.
I didn't know about the electric because
every car that's registered is going to get this rebate supposedly. Well, there's not just trucks and automobiles and diesels and all that. They also are sending the rebates back to electric cars.
Uh-huh.
Well,
I don't know about the electric cars.
Well, it's the state of California.
I have an e-bike. I have also two vehicles that are registered, and I was wondering when they were talking about doing that.
I don't know if they passed that or not, but we'll look into that today. So thanks, Bob.
Okay. Thank you much, Carl.
You bet, sir.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. You know, for your birthday, I went down to Four Winds Jewelry.
Yes, you did. And I wore what you bought me to sing the national anthem at the rodeo. It was a beautiful piece of a vintage squash blossom, and they do have wonderful estate jewelry. They'll always make a deal for you. They'll take care of you. Great customer service. If you're looking to even sell a piece of jewelry and you're looking for expert advice, you want to take it someplace where you feel like you're in good hands and honesty. Those are the folks at Four Winds Jewelry. They are located at 2225 Hilltop Drive in Redding, the only full-service jewelry store there. Give them a call at 222-2750. We'll be right back after these messages.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No!
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's DISH services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is one of my favorite songs. Back from the day.
Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes.
Who's the artist?
Oh, this is like one of those one-hit wonders.
Looking Glass.
Looking Glass.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, no, they had more than that. Hey, welcome back to the show. Here with Carl Lindebont, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This portion of the show brought to you by. Today is Wednesday. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. She's been helping people since 1993. Family, seniors, business owners, and, of course, veterans. If you need a second opinion on your insurance or how about your retirement plans or your 401k, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, we do business with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Good people there. 7:51 in the morning, and Janice, good morning.
Good morning. I have a comment about separating out one group of people.
Okay.
Why don't we honor husbands who stay faithful to their wives, even though there's temptation? Or why don't we celebrate people who have decided, okay, let's say celibacy for religious reasons, or even the single man who prides himself on being the ladies' man. There's a whole gamut of people that we're leaving out.
I think what you're saying is that when you start singling out one group over another, it can cause problems.
Yes, and it's excluding a lot of
excluding a lot of other important groups. Yeah.
Right.
I see.
Thank
okay.
You.
Yes, ma'am. And I think that's what part of the argument was last night. Others were, of course, for saying that to feel safe and included in society. I'm not sure that, and they're saying if we don't do this, that Shasta County is going to be considered a anti-gay county. I don't think that's true because of a vote, a split decision on the Board of Supervisors. And when we were talking yesterday, I thought, well, instead of, you know, let them write things like that, you know, if they really think that, you know, if they, people don't live here and they say these things, it would just prevent some people moving up here that we don't want to have around here, that don't like our lifestyle and those kind of things. I think of Reading, but I'm not gay. I'm not a person of color. I think of Reading as a welcoming, a community that accepts people. I mean, we have friends of every persuasion that you can imagine.
Yes, and we do have some friends that are of different persuasions. I don't even know what that means, different ethnicity that have had a hard time here in Reading as well.
Well, we have.
Yes, yeah, so
we don't see that because we're not people of color.
Well, we are
sometimes
left off of. This is going to sound weird. Because we're conservatives.
Oh, well, that's different.
We're considered sometimes the enemy.
Well, yeah, but then...
Because we love America, we're considered...
Well,
how can
but,
you...
But you know what? I can't think of any place that we weren't invited just because of, well, they're kind of conservative. I can't think of any reason.
Well, there's some people who say, you're going to go on that show with Carl Bott.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's different until they come on, and then
yeah.
they find out, oh... Oh,
but their circle still
yeah.
says that to some
yeah,
people.
Well, that's because they're biased and prejudiced and liberals, you know.
We mix no. with liberals, too.
Oh, no, we love our liberal friends. And we've got two that I can think of. No, of course not. Anyway, we were talking yesterday because Doug McConnell's leaving and Bonnie. Well, they're relocating, but they're not leaving, if that makes sense. But they love it here
yeah.
because of what a great community it is. We talked about this, what a caring and good community it is. But let's move on. Okay, let's talk about your memory. Hey, as you've gotten older, do you feel like, gosh, I'm just not remembering things? Well, it's not just memory. They said that everybody can run into this. And what can you do to help, you know, that help will help you remember things like where your glasses and keys are, Linda?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. How about this one? Get enough sleep.
Well,
that
I think can, I
that
am.
Can affect your ability to learn new things up to 40%. So that's kids should get a lot of sleep. That's one of the things. But it also is responsible for making new memories. So get your sleep. Then multitasking. You have so many things going on.
Right.
Try to focus on one thing at a time. If you do not fully pay attention or distracted or not in a mental state to retain information, then you're not going to remember it. So you've got to learn to focus. She recommends focusing on one thing at a time, like I'm putting my keys down and I'm putting them here. Are you listening?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's why some people
that's
have,
why
as soon as they
have,
walk in the door, they put their keys in
the
bowl.
In the same spot.
Right.
Every time, which is why we have the tile on your keys and your phone. Mm-hmm. So you just, if you've lost one of them, you can find it. However, if you can't find either one, my love,
mm-hmm.
then it gets a lot harder. Okay.
Here it says learn something new. Okay. Some examples. They talk about, that when you, there's a muscular strength to your memory. So you'll need to, well, the horse for us has been something new. I really believe. You know, it's been something about like a muscular. Am I interrupting you?
Yeah, but get extra.
Well,
yeah,
I have a couple things here, too.
I know. Well, you just said that. Now it's my turn.
Well, it's about here's some examples. Learn an instrument. Make pottery. Play mind games.
That's too.
Learn a new type of dance, like the tango. Learn a new language.
It's two different things. Mm. We're talking short-term memory, and you're just talking memory, all of which are good things that you're talking about, but this isn't helping on short-term. Short-term, get more sleep, get more exercise, move your body,
mm-hmm.
don't multitask it much. Now, taking certain medications, medicines like antidepressants, allergy medications, blood pressure stabilizers, and more can affect memory due to their sedative properties. It's got a whole bunch of these cholesterol-lowering drugs, anti-epileptic. So that can also affect you. Drinking alcohol can lead to short and long memory problems short-term. Alcohol can damage brain cells. So, according to long-term drinking causes the brain to decrease in size. Smoking marijuana is not a good thing, because it impairs lung and heart functions, and marijuana has been shown to produce short-term issues with working memory specifically as well as attention. Also certain foods. If you're looking for foods to boost brain functions, leafy vegetables, fatty fish, berries, tea, and coffee, and walnuts. A diet rich in anti-inflammatory foods, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, and healthy fats.
Absolutely. Okay. Now, my site says, and you, this is where we talked about this, like, I enjoy driving, and I don't mind if I take a wrong turn, where that would drive my husband, Carl, crazy. I find adventure in it. This particular Healthline out of Healthline.com on number 8 in all of the how to improve your memory, lose the GPS. Another common mistake is relying on the GPS every time you drive. In 2013, that relying on response techniques such as GPS for navigation shrinks a part of your brain called the hippocampus, which is responsible for spatial memory and moving information from short-term to long-term memory. Poor hippocampus health is associated with dementia and memory decline.
Okay, what about, and I can understand that, but what about, and we got to run. And we're going to have Sam Paredes from Gun Owners from California on right after the break. What about your cellular phone? Can you literally call people like you used to? You used to be you had to remember numbers or you had them written down.
Right.
Now you could put a gun against my head and I couldn't call my daughter. I just know it's a 602.
Right.
I think. It used to be 505. Area code, now it's 602. Anyway, hey, we'll be right back after the news and with Sam Paredes, Director of Gun Owners of California.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Cotton is no fan of the gun control bill drafted by a bipartisan group of his colleagues in the Senate. Concerned about red flag provisions, the Republican senator from Arkansas says the measure is clearly in need of work.
There's no structural limitations to ensure that law-abiding Americans have due process protection. There's only general vague language left to the discretion of Merrick Garland and Vinita Gupta after what they did, for instance, on sicking the feds on school board or parents attending school boards. I'm simply not willing to do that.
Speaking to the Salem Radio Network, Cotton says the bill will not stop violent shootings by deranged criminals. And he writes that stopping gun violence starts with more funding for police and tougher sentences for criminals who violate gun laws. President Biden pressing Congress for a three-month suspension of the federal tax on gasoline and diesel fuel.
Revenue from the 18 cents a gallon federal gas tax goes to build and repair highways and roads. But the president says there would be little negative impact if there was a gas tax holiday.
It will have some impact, but it's not going to have an impact on major road construction and major repairs.
The president pointed to the $1 trillion infrastructure bill as a major reason why. He said he'll make a decision by the end of the week. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, appealing for cooperation in solving the country's energy challenges, Chevron CEO Michael Wirth has sent a letter to President Biden. In part of it, Wirth fires back at Mr. Biden's targeting of big oil. He writes, your administration has largely sought to criticize and at times vilify our industry. These actions are not what the American people deserve. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 53 points, the NASDAQ ahead 92, and the S&P is 15 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
I've always been kind of cynical towards advertising, which I know doesn't make much sense considering I'm currently recording a commercial. It's all the fluffy words that make us cynical, right? A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, a blue light special, but only, of course, if you call right now. It all kind of makes me nauseous, and yet here I am about to say that right now actually might be a once-in-a-lifetime moment for some of us, and that is the opportunity of a cash-out refinance. Arguably never has there been a moment in time like the last few years where home values have jumped at crazy historical levels, leaving all this extra money sitting inside our homes. A cash-out refinance lets you put that extra money in your pocket to use for life. If you'd like to see your options, we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org, corporate animalist number 1330, equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The group Reporters Without Borders says it believes that a Ukrainian photojournalist and a soldier who was with him were coldly executed in a Russian-occupied forest the first weeks of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The bodies of the two were found April 1st in woods north of the capital, Kiev. Reporters Without Borders says it went back to the wooded spot to investigate the circumstances of their deaths. Says it found 14 bullet holes in the burned hulk of their car. Abandoned Russian positions, one of them still booby-trapped, were also found close by. The group has released its findings in a report, says it turned over evidence to Ukrainian investigators. The Saudi Crown Prince scheduled to arrive in Ankara today, marking his first visit to Turkey following the murder of Saudi columnist Jamal Khashoggi in Istanbul. Saudi Arabia and Turkey pressing ahead with attempts to repair their strained relationship. News and analysis. Townhall.com. The American Lifeguard Association estimates a third of pools in the U.S. are impacted by a shortage of lifeguards.
The shortage comes as much of the nation is hit by a second heat wave in as many weeks. Summer shortages aren't unusual, but U.S. pools are also dealing with fallout from earlier in the pandemic when they closed and lifeguard certification stopped. Starting pay also lags behind many other jobs. In Chicago, officials say the scarcity is in part to post-pandemic labor shortages, as workers are pushing for better hours, wages, and opportunities. John Scott reporting.
Visitors are returning to a changed landscape in Yellowstone National Park today. The park partially reopens following record floods that reshaped its rivers and canyons, wiped out many roads, and left some areas famous for wildlife viewing inaccessible, possibly for months to come. Once again on Wall Street, the Dow now down 2 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Lynn.
Good morning. We just went silent there. So are we okay?
It was a sunspot.
Okay. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Time is 8:05 here on the 22nd Wednesday of June. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's at the helm. Good morning, Liam.
Good morning.
I see that. And Linda's here with the weather.
Well, good morning,
and
everybody.
More. And so
absolutely
much more.
Absolutely. I'm present. Looks like we have 81 degrees currently in the downtown studios. Today will be about 107 with overnight lows of 71. Thursday calls for, 103, overnight lows of 72. Clear and hot days ahead of us. Friday, 101 with our overnight lows of 72. And Saturday, mostly clear with a high of 104 and overnight lows of 76. Sunday, hot, 104. So we've got these triple-digit hot weather in front of us. Sunday night looks like it's going to be around 73. So our night times don't stay up there like sometimes they get socked in. So, and the weather is brought to you with the heat advisory, brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our company located in Anderson, where it's veteran-owned. 365-3793.
Okay, before we get to our guest, I want a couple of local things here. Breakfast is being served this on the 26th. I think that's a Sunday, isn't it?
Yes.
26th. Okay, on June 26th at VFW Post 1934. And where's that at? It's on Oregon Street, but it's right next to Woody's. You'll see flags and all that. And it begins at 9 a.m. and prices start at $5. That's a great deal, and that's on the 26th at the VFW Post 1934. All proceeds go to supporting the VFW and the veterans. Okay, the next announcement I have is the American Legion is doing a barbecue on July 9th, and we'll give more information about that. We have a couple of days before that one. So our guest is a gentleman that we've had on the show several times, many times, because he is the expert we turn to when things are happening. And if we want to find out what's happening when it comes to the Second Amendment and the state of California, and that's Sam Paredes, who is director of the Gun Owners of California. How you doing, Sam?
I'm doing just great. How are you doing, Carl?
Where are you? You sound like you're talking to me from a tunnel.
I'm actually racing down to the Capitol, because today's a day that I get to go down and testify in multiple committees in defense of the Second Amendment, and I am going to pull over here so you don't hear the road noise.
Okay. Plus, it's illegal. Oh, no, you probably got a hands-free. Okay, so.
I do.
Okay. Oh, that's much better. Thank you. Hey, when you say that, so what kind of things are happening today, Sam?
Well, let's see. We've got a committee where they're asking for the moon. You know, there's a a new bill, SB 505, is going to require all gun owners to have to get liability insurance in order to exercise the privilege of owning, keeping and bearing a gun. And then they have to keep proof of insurance with them at all times, like your driver's license, you know, car registration, driver's license and proof of insurance. You'd have to do that for guns. If you don't do that, then, well, I'm not really sure, but it will be illegal for you to possess guns
okay.
in the state of California.
So to make sure everybody heard that and understands that they're trying to introduce a bill that would force every gun owner, not just a certain kind of gun, but every gun owner to have insurance for liability on your guns.
Yes.
So if you have that 20 gauge shotgun double barrel that you hunt quail with, you'd have to get insurance on it.
That is correct. Yeah, they want to make sure that they cover all accidents and negligence. And that's one of the key words, Carl, is that there is no insurance company. Excuse me.
Bless you.
I got a snarfle in my snot box.
Well, I think what it is you're allergic to the BS down in Sacramento. So.
Boy, that's got to be it in space. No insurance company, Carl, you know, is going to insure negligence.
Yeah. I mean,
now,
that would be
the misuse of a product, the misuse of a car, the misuse of a gun. You know, no insurance company is going to offer a product like that. So, in essence, they're going to require a type of insurance that doesn't exist.
Well, obviously, do you think that, what kind of chance does this have? None?
Of getting through?
Yeah.
In this environment, at this Capitol, with a radical leftist that are in charge of both the Senate and the Assembly, there's a very high chance that it'll pass and be sent to the governor's office. So I think that our only options are going to be for us to take them to court and to sue them to not allow this law to go into effect.
You know what? This is incredible. This is almost as incredible as the one about wanting to, and maybe they've already done this, maybe they haven't, is to put an excise tax on every gun of 1,000%.
Yeah, well, with that bill by Assemblyman Levine that has died 3, maybe 4 times in the legislature already has been revived. They're like vampires. They never really die until the end of the session when you bury a wooden stake into their hearts. But they want to charge 10% on handguns and 11% on long guns and ammunition, an excise tax, in order for you to be able to exercise your right to buy a gun or to transfer a gun. So it's they're doing that. There's another bill by the arch anti-gunner with a smile, Senator Portantino, SB 913. It's going to change how you go through the CCW process. They're going to require you, even when you're renewing, they're going to require you to submit another set of fingerprints because, you know, after 2 years, your fingerprints might change. So you'll have to submit for another, which is another $100 for a live scan. They're going to not allow spouses to register or to have the each other's guns on each other's concealed carry weapons permits. They are going to want everybody to have only the guns that are registered in their name only to be on their CCWs. And one of the things that he is doing is he is taking away the component that says that you have to give a reason as to why you want a concealed carry weapons permit. And I think that's the telltale sign. They're doing this in order to try to preempt whatever it is that the Supreme Court does tomorrow or Monday. They are specifically trying to get ahead of the eight ball, knowing that the Supreme Court is going to hand them their rear ends in a basket either tomorrow or Monday.
Well, let's talk about that, but let me take a break. I'm going to take an early break, and let's talk about that when we get back. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals recognized by the Watson Health Institute. It's one of the highest-rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, receiving the top-level qualifications in a number of different areas, heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, lack of surgical complications, all of these are at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back with Sam Paredes, Director of the Gun Owners of California.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Jackson Brown, Running on Empty. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, 8:18 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue, right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. It is a great place to get your hair cut. It is a veteran-owned business. It gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments only, and it's man's last stronghold. It's where I get my hair cut. 244-9478. Give them a call. Set up your appointment. Now, before we get back to Sam Paredes, as you know, from Gun Owners of California, we had this conversation about diesel being so expensive, and then we got up about DEF. So HD guy came in here and said, diesel engines after 2011 have DEF. Diesel exhaust fluid. it's a separate fluid. And like I said, you don't put it into the gas tank. You know, you put it into a separate tank it's got. But it's made with urea. And Russia is a major supplier of urea. And so there could be a DEF shortage. It's only got a shelf life of about 1 year. Urea is also used in fertilizer, and that's why I've heard about that. So those prices are going up for the farmers. So that's going to be not only is the fertilizer going way up, then the diesel to get it delivered is going way up. So that answers all your questions about DEF. I don't know if you can add it to diesel beforehand, but this is maybe Betty's truck was before that. Anyway, we're here with Sam Paredes, Gunners of California. You still there, Sam?
I sure am.
Okay, so what's happening at the Supreme Court?
Well, tomorrow is the last decision day listed on the Supreme Court's calendar, and then Monday is the last day. They're turning out the lights and going out for their summer vacation. The end of the session is next Monday. So, there will be a decision published on the case of New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin. Bruin is the administrator of the CCW unit within the New York Police Department. So the plaintiffs argued that the arbitrary nature in which the issuing authorities issue CCWs is unconstitutional, that everybody has the right, and that you don't have to prove that you have a need in order to exercise that right. It's made it all the way up to the Supreme Court. They heard the case last November, and they have to release the decision either tomorrow or Monday, and that will be a huge day. And it has to do with CCWs in New York, but it will affect the way CCWs are issued across the country. There are seven states that are may issue, like California, where a chief of police or a sheriff can decide on their own not to issue a CCW to anybody that they don't want to give them one to, and they have the legal authority to do that.
Yeah, but they can put onerous requirements, like you have to be seen by a psychologist, and your family has to be seen by a psychologist. And I mean, they can just add things to it to make it impossible.
That's correct. That'll all be gone. So I think the legislature is quaking in their boots, leaving wet stains in the carpet as they walk down the hall, because they know that the Supreme Court is going to issue a ruling that's going to overturn the CCW system in the state of California. Now, we're going to have to file a lawsuit to get it changed, but we're prepared to do that. More importantly, Carl, another question that gun owners of California and Gun Owners of America and California Rifle and Pistol Association, other organizations have specifically asked the Supreme Court to consider the issue of scrutiny. The reason that we are here is because so many appellate courts and even district courts have basically given the middle finger to the Supreme Court. When the Supreme Court said that you can't use balancing tests to decide Second Amendment cases, you know, where a judge comes up with some reasoning as to why they're going to declare any and all gun control constitutional. Judge Scalia said you can't do that in Heller. Well, we asked the Supreme Court to come down with a definitive statement requiring appellate courts and district courts to use only the text, the history, and the tradition of the meaning of the words at the founding when the Second Amendment was ratified. That is the standard, the only standard that they can use. And if the Supreme Court gives us anything close to that, Carl, we're going to be able to come back and work to overturn many of the gun control laws that are in the book.
Well, it seems like if once the Supreme Court rules on something, and I'm not a big, I don't follow all their rulings, of course. But it seems like once the Supreme Court rules on something, how a lower court can then change that. I thought that was the one that made the decision for the land.
You're absolutely correct. And in order for Justice Scalia to be able to get 5 votes to support his decision in Heller versus Washington, D.C., he had to be a little more
kinder and gentler and not so demanding. Well, now that we've got six votes on the Supreme Court, they can be demanding because even if they lose one vote, they still have enough. And we know that at least five justices on the Supreme Court are adamantly in support of the text, history, and tradition way of looking at the Second Amendment. And people criticize Justice Roberts because he's done weird things on different decisions. But the fact of the matter is he has always voted in support of the Second Amendment and was probably one of the strongest questioners when the case was heard back in November. So I'm feeling pretty confident that the Supreme Court is going to give us something that will allow us to change the way the Second Amendment applies in California in a very big way.
That's great. That is good. Because, the fact is that it's just, you know, you've got Shasta County here where we get, we can have CCWs issued in a common sense way if you need it, and you do a background check. And then you can go, an hour, 2 hours down the road, and you're never going to get a CCW. People that live here, but they spend a lot of time down in the Long Beach, L.A. area, they've got a CCW, and their friends don't, but yet they still carry because of fear of crime. So they're carrying illegally because of fear of crime. And, you know, you get down to L.A. and see everything that's going on down there, or San Francisco, you can understand that. So this way, maybe it'll make it so that people who want to have a CCW go through the training, go through the background, they can actually be armed out there to, you know, for self-protection.
You're absolutely right, Carl. The violent crime rate in Los Angeles has gone up 70% over the last 2 years. 70%. They have almost twice as many homicides down there. And it isn't CCW holders that are committing the crimes.
No.
As a matter of fact, in the state of California, we have had zero CCW holders commit a crime with a gun for years and years. So we are the law-abiding. And we need more people to be a group of the law-abiding by allowing them to get CCWs. Now, you and I agree that we would prefer constitutional carry, like 26 states in the union say that the only CCW you need is the Second Amendment, and you don't need permission from the government to carry any gun you want to, any way you want to. And we have 24 states that have this CCW system. And we're about saving lives, so while the system is here, we've got to make sure that it is available to as many people as possible, in the best way possible. Carl, what Senator Portantino is doing is he's basically costing CCWs out of the reach of the lower income people.
Sure,
he's saying you're poor, you can't pay an extra $100 for another set of fingerprints. And for these added requirements that we're putting in, I'm sorry, too bad, so sad. You get to live in your crime-ridden community, and you don't have the state of California isn't going to give you permission to protect yourself.
Well, it's just, again, they don't care. They don't care about people of middle or lower incomes because
they
get free gas. They get protection if they need it. They have all that stuff. In Baltimore, I saw that the request for concealed carry went up something like 600% in Baltimore because of the violence going on there. So
yep, Baltimore, Los Angeles, Chicago, a few other cities, they really constitute the vast majority of violent crime in America. If we could somehow blot them out, we would be basically a pretty low crime country. So it ain't our fault.
Well, and I think that, you know, that we beat the drum on that. That if you know, that the crimes where people, you know, one, six cities, they're run by, you know, and I'm not, they're run by Democrats, but.
Absolutely.
But the other thing, too, is that it doesn't seem like strict gun laws work in big cities. I mean, what is, that's where the highest amount of crime. I mean, you know, Mayor Lightfoot's Chicago, every weekend, 15 to 30 people get shot. I mean, and they've got police everywhere. They've, you know, they've got Everybody knows what a problem it is, and yet it continues to go on. And that's not law-abiding citizens that are doing the shooting.
You're absolutely correct. The law-abiding are the ones who are not getting shot. And
they're not shooting. They're not doing the shooting, yeah.
That's correct. They're not doing the criminal acts. Those that have permits are defending themselves. Those that don't are becoming victims. And those are the lives we need to save by making sure that they have the ability to exercise their right to keep and bear arms and carry firearms to defend themselves. That's what we're fighting for, Carl. That's the battle over the Second Amendment in America today, and we're in the thick of things on that.
Yeah. How much more time do you have? I know you said you had to make it to the Capitol.
Well, you know, Lord willing, they're going to start late, and they won't get to my bill for later, so I got as much time as you
okay.
need.
Okay, good. We got to take a break here then. Yeah, okay. When we come back, I want to talk about open carry. That's come up in our last election. I want to talk a little bit about that. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors. This is truly a community bank. They've been open for 15 years, and they've been helping move local dreams forward since the day they opened. Four different branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Reading, and the newest branch down in Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
I'm ready.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar, the Humidor, is Jaime Garcia Reserva Especial. Using only the finest dark, oily broadleaf Maduro wrappers paired with a rich blend of Nicaraguan long filler tobaccos, this is a stick on the full side. An effortless draw brings out the wonderfully layered notes of espresso, black pepper, and cedar. Jaime Garcia Reserva Especial. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our summer sessions offer flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings. Plan a cool summer of hot classes by enrolling at Shasta College today. Summer session classes begin June 13th. Achieve more, earn more at shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Chattanooga.
And good morning and welcome back to the morning show here. Currently 83 degrees in the downtown studio. It's going to be hot today with a high of 107 and overnight lows of 71. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster, Jeff Wurst, who knows the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. Now, you may be going in and out of with your air conditioning, and you have a crack, and it's hot, and it's cold. This is when it expands. Crack, chip. You need to get that in there, and I know that I just went through that with a freeway rock had gone into my windshield and just did a surface fracture, but it was enough that within and out of the heat that could have grown. So give them a call at 241-8373 or go to 3208 South Market Street. That's Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
Okay, our guest is Sam Paredes, the director of, and I change that all the time, you could be CEO of Gun Owners of California, but Sam has been there as, how long have you been with Gun Owners of California?
I started working with Gun Owners in 1980.
Okay.
So I've been either a member of the board of directors or a direct employee for a long time.
Yeah, you have, because as long as I've lived here, you've always been our go-to guy to talk to about the, what's happening in the craziness of California. Open carry, that came up in our last election. We had one of the candidates for sheriff that said because of the law, if it's under 200,000 people in the county, I can declare that we can do open carry. Well, the other candidate at first was against it, but by the end of the campaign, he said, well, look, I've been looking into this, and it seems like crime has dropped. There haven't been a lot of incidents and all this, so he was kind of leaning in that direction. Now, the election's over, so I'm not sure if he's still leaning in that direction. But I'm going to ask him that the next time I see him. So, open carry, do you think we'll ever see that?
Well, one of the candidates was absolutely correct. You can, or a sheriff can issue open carry permits in lower population counties. There's no question about that. They can go ahead and do it. The issue is you can only open carry in your county and nowhere else. So that becomes problematic. For those people who want to go ahead and do that. The whole subject of open carry is first of all, Carl, understand we are no compromise. We believe that the Second Amendment gives lawful citizens the ability to carry firearms any way they want. Open, concealed, assembled, disassembled, you know, any way they want to carry them. We think that the right is there. We also believe that most gun owners are wise about how they carry their firearms. Sometimes, depending on the environment, it's okay to open carry. If you're doing open carry in order to make a political statement instead of in order to be able to defend yourself as the primary reason, then that's probably not the wisest decision. You have the right. Everybody has the right to exercise their right, whether they're smart about it or they're not. So that's set aside. The vast majority of the time, we encourage people to consider concealed carry because it's just wiser in this society. Tactically, it's a wiser thing to do if you're willing to practice and know how to present a firearm that's concealed properly, efficiently, and quickly. And open carry, we have the right. We have the right to be smart or we have the right to be dumb. There's no question about it. We will support that right 100%. We just encourage, responsible gun owners to think about it. Why are they doing it? Are they doing it just to make a political statement to say, I have this right and I'm going to exercise it and screw you guys?
Well, that's probably just not the wisest way to be a good citizen and a you know, responsible gun owner. But if you want to do that, you know, Gun Owners California will support that right. So, open carry used to be the law in California. It's the law in many states. Arizona, Texas, lots of states have open carry, and they have no problem.
Do they have any type of, Sam, do they have any things like, okay, you can open carry, but you have to go through a training class?
Some states do. Very few of them do. The constitutional carry, 26 states, I don't believe any of them have any sort of a restriction on exercising your right to open carry.
Now, those states, and this is one of the arguments that was used, was those states don't have a higher percentage of people shooting themselves or other people just because they have the ability to, because they have constitutional carry.
You know, that's a very good question. And I know that the left, people like Senator Portantino and others, are trying to take studies and twist them to make it look like those states with the most Second Amendment freedoms are higher crime rates and higher incidences of accidents. And that's just not true. They're quoting studies that might show relation or correlation, but they don't show causation. It isn't a fact. They cannot prove that the fact that people are carrying is causing more crime. So, you know, they're not factoring in the pandemic. They're not factoring in that these states have crime-ridden cities like Los Angeles and Chicago and Atlanta and you know, Houston and Baltimore, New Jersey and New York. They're not factoring those things in order to come up with these justifications to say that open carrying is not a wise thing, or those states that do allow open carry have more crime. It's just not true, Carl. Does that surprise you that the left lies?
No, that doesn't. And, I mean, you can make statistics do anything. Okay, what about this this bill that's working its way through the Senate right now, when you've got the quote bipartisan bill on gun control.
Red flag laws, the boyfriend exemption, enhanced crimes for straw purchases, making it more difficult for 18 to 21-year-olds to buy firearms. That is a terrible bill. It's a horrible bill. It's going to fund red flag laws in all 50 states. They're going to send the same amount of money to all 50 states so that those states can enhance their red flag laws. Red flag laws are a violation of the Constitution because they don't take into consideration people's due process. It's a situation where somebody can say that somebody is a danger to themselves or others and have their guns taken away, and there's no legal recourse that the accused, they may not even know that they've been accused. All of a sudden they get a knock on the door and the police say, "We're coming to take your guns." A GVRO or a red flag law has been issued against you. We're going to take your guns away, and you can't go to the court to defend yourself for a minimum of 30 days, in most cases 90 days. You can't go to prove that whoever is issuing this red flag restriction against you is wrong. So that's a violation of the due process, making it harder for 18-year-olds or adults or not. If you're not going to let them exercise their Second Amendment rights like any other adult, you shouldn't let them vote. You shouldn't let them go into the military and learn to use exotic and amazing firearms to go and protect our country and foreign soils. You shouldn't
they don't let them buy alcohol or smoke when they're 18. So they're either adults or they're not. And if they're not adults, they shouldn't vote. Can they even enter into contracts?
If they're under
21?
Yeah, they can. Depending on the type of contract, they can enter into contracts. They can be on their own. They can sign a rental lease. They can buy a house. They can get married. They can have kids. They can get security clearances. They can do all of these things. And because the left has taken
a statistic, like we were talking earlier, you can twist statistics, that a significant portion of crimes are committed by young people, 15 to 21-year-olds. But what they're not telling you is the vast majority of those crimes are committed by gang members in our big cities where the vast majority of the crime, your average teenager, 18-year-old, 19-year-old, 20-year-old throughout the country isn't committing any crime. They're abiding by all the laws. They are doing and living life responsibly. They're serving this country. They're voting. They're exercising their citizenship responsibilities. And we're telling them, oh, you're just not mature and old enough to be able to be a whole citizen. And Carl, when was the last time that we treated people as partial citizens? It was back during the time of freed slaves, when we treated a significant portion of the people who were citizens and law-abiding as only partial citizens.
Oh yeah, well, Jim Crow laws and all that. One of the big reasons that NRA, when it first started, was to make sure everybody, you know, our Democrats down south were making as many laws as possible to keep blacks from buying firearms and getting firearms.
I mean, you're exactly correct. So the first place of gun control is in the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
And why was it? Exactly right. To discriminate against African Americans and anybody else who they wanted to discriminate against.
Sure. That's just history. Okay, we've got to take a quick break here. And in fact,
this portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms. That's Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of professionals, NRA instructors, provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. For a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course. Register online at usgunpro.com. We'll be right back.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
¶¶
this is Carl Bott.
And Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, tomorrow Trish Clark joins me, and we have, who do we have on tomorrow? It's a, I'll find out, and but it's a, who do we have on tomorrow? I'll check that. 8:50 in the morning here on the 22nd. And let me just clear up something on our last live read here. When Linda said that it's a free firearm rental and ammunition, the ammunition is no longer free. This was an old piece of paper I had there, and I haven't taken out yet. So, my bad. So, no, you don't get free ammunition for the courses. We'll, however, sell you ammunition for the course. 8:50 in the morning, and our guest is Sam Paredes, because Sam was on his way up to take classes, weren't you, when you heard about free ammo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're darn right. I'm on my way. Where is it?
Yeah.
I'm coming.
In the old days. Sam, we talked about the Senate bill going through there. It seems like we go through spates of these shootings, Buffalo, and then of course Uvalde. What's your take on Uvalde? Every day there's something new comes out about this case. You know, the shooter carrying around dead cats, teacher saying that they were frightened of him. I mean, it just goes on and on. But during the hearings they were having in Texas, not one person ever reported him. That there was something wrong here.
So, we've passed all of these gun violence restraining orders, and in all 50 states there are laws that will allow people to report somebody who is showing signs of distress.
Yeah.
That they're a danger to themselves and others. They're already on the books. We don't need red flag laws to do that. The important thing about the laws that are on the books is somebody is issued one of these restraining orders or these evaluations, and they need to be picked up. They're actually picked up, and they're evaluated by medical and mental experts to see if this person is in crisis. And if they are, they get help to try to resolve the issue. They take them off the cliff. They take away they do what they can to bring them back into normalcy. Gun violence restraining orders just say, we're going to take your guns away. Now go off and be nice. They tell them, go off. They can't prevent them from getting guns illegally. They can't prevent them from using any other item that for them to commit an atrocious act. And they don't do anything to treat the mental situation that person is in. That's why they are so insincere, and that's why they will not work to address the issue of the criminal misuse of firearms. So it's not a difficult issue. It's not that hard. But our politicians, it takes work that they're not willing to undertake. Work that they're not willing to undergo, and that's a shame. That's the situation that we're in.
you know, there are thousands of gun laws. One of our listeners has commented in the chat room, and he's absolutely right. I say he, it could be her. They're absolutely right. You know, we do have these. We have 5150 laws. People are a danger to themselves and others. But it doesn't do any good unless people report that. I mean, you know, people starting way back in Columbine, people knew there was something wrong here with those kids. And yet nothing was done. So do you think a mental, I mean, but should there be, what, you know, the, to me, the money that's being spent on a lot of this stuff could be used to harden schools. What's your opinion on that?
Absolutely. Schools should be hardened for all kinds of reasons, not just to prevent mass shootings, but it's to prevent, drug dealers from having access to our school. It's to prevent gang members from having access to our schools. It is not a difficult thing to harden and protect our schools. That tells you where, policy-wise, where the left is. They don't want to do that. They don't want our children to be exposed to law enforcement officers and peacekeepers and locked doors and stuff like that. Well, frankly, you know, I send my kids to school to learn and be safe. My grandkids go to school. I want them to be safe. I want them to learn, number one. Number two, I want them to be safe. And if it's going to take the simple task of hardening the schools by locking the doors, by having armed, trained individuals that are there to help, some people have suggested maybe we should. If we don't have,
you're breaking up, Sam. You're breaking up again.
Maybe we should invite some of our veterans who have been trained in defending locations and buildings and operations. Maybe we should invite them to come and volunteer at schools in order to protect our kids. You know, there are certainly options, but the left doesn't want to do that. They want to leave our kids to be in a jeopardized situation. Why? So that they can take advantage of the horrible tragedies that occur in order for them to try to expand their control and achieve their agenda of disarming all of America.
It just seems like, you know, since Sandy Hook, let's just use that. Mm-hmm. That was 10 years ago. Nothing, you know, they may have, you know, there may be some school safety officers in there. Some have found ways of locking doors and outside doors to have a single point of entry. But if you look at most campuses, somebody can wander in off the street and do just what this guy did down in Uvalde. And then you have, then you see the police milling around out there. I mean, it was so many errors in this thing. I mean, and then, I mean, to be standing out there with ballistic shields and rifles and still not entering for an hour, if that report is true. I don't understand this.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. I am very reticent to criticize.
Yeah, well, that's it. That's only, you know, there could be a lot of reasons for it. That's
yeah, there's 2020 hindsight, you know.
Oh yeah.
It's the Monday morning quarterbacking, and yes, we can be critical, but we need to not only be critical, but we need to take the examples that have occurred and learn from them. In the fire service, when I was a volunteer firefighter, when we did training, they recreated situations that happened all over the country where firefighters were lost, and they took those lessons in order to try to train firefighters as to how to be able to survive situations that have caused the death of firefighters. Why aren't we doing the same thing with our kids? Why aren't we taking the lessons that we learned from Florida and from Sandy Hook and from New York and Texas? And why aren't we spending some time? Okay, let's what have we learned from this situation? How can we do it better?
Yeah,
that's what we need to be doing.
Single point of entry and lock the campus when the classes start. I mean,
that's right.
It just makes sense, and yet we still can't manage to do that. Hey, we got to run, Sam. Thank you so much for coming on the show today and telling us what's going on in our crazy state with the legislation and then your opinions about the Supreme Court and all that. So thank you so much. How do people get a hold of Gun Owners of California?
Go to our website at gunownersca.com. Or give us a call at 916-984-1400. We invite you to join us and support us as we go through the courts in order to restore, protect, and defend the Second Amendment in the state of California.
Okay.
Join the fight.
Thank you, Sam.
Thanks a lot, Sam. Okay.
And tomorrow night, you're going to be having your show here live.
That's right. Man Up tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. More That's tickets right. to give away for the Colt 45s.
We'll be giving those away.
And we'll probably be attending tonight's game. Or I don't know if there is a game tonight. I think it's Thursday and Friday. So maybe Friday night.
Nope. It's tonight and Friday. Game Thursday.
Okay.
Tonight, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll give away some more tickets tomorrow. And you can join us out there.
Thank you, Liam.
Thanks, Liam. Okay, everybody have a great day. It's going to be hot out there. It's going to be hot for the next week. So take care of yourself. Take care of your pets. Take care of others. Do something nice for somebody.
Turned around, and I'll keep this world
KCNR, Shasta.